USA Radio News.
The CDC director gave her seal of approval on COVID-19 vaccines for everyone 6 months or older, meaning children can immediately begin to get vaccinated. The decision follows the CDC's Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices' unanimous vote to recommend vaccines for children older than 6 months. According to new reports, police officers responding to last month's mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school never even tried to open the door to the classroom where young children were trapped with the gunmen. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed during that time. The police response to the deadly attack is currently under investigation by the Texas Ranger and the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
An investigative report shows that 2 Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. The officers were a part of the team that arrived at the hotel where Saget was found. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. WikiLeaks founder is being extradited.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and a count of computer misuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
SpaceX has fired at least 5 employees for a letter criticizing Elon Musk.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka is sitting out of Wimbledon for the 2nd year in a row due to a foot injury. She announced on social media her injury has been a reoccurring issue. Osaka hasn't played a match since she lost at the French Open last month. Bitcoin has dropped to its lowest price since 2000. As the most popular cryptocurrency dipped below the $20,000 mark, a rival cryptocurrency, Ether, took a similar slide to under $1,000. Crypto has lost more than $2 trillion in value in a meltdown that has left investors reeling and companies cutting jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.